Neil, what can I say to you? How have you contrived to lose that football match?
I'm not quite sure myself. I think that's the best we've played probably by far for quite a while. We'll create 10 good chances in the whole of the game. We should have been 3-0 up, but we can't seem to put the ball in the back of the net after our good play. And then they score the first goal with two blatant free kicks inside the box. Referee doesn't seize it and it punishes us. Still have chances after that to try and get back into it and then concede the second one, which is game over.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. Clyde Robertson was blocked off by two, wasn't he?
Well, he was blocked off by two, and then David Norris was fouled in the box as well, so the referee should see at least one of the free kicks and give a foul, and they shouldn't have scored the first one.
There was plenty of more controversial moments. Looking from where we were in the press box, the keeper has to have carried that over the line end of the first half.
Well, I think we've knocked over a few black cats and we're not getting that little bit of luck in. It's not just getting across the line, whether it's across the line or not, I'm not quite sure. I've seen the majority of our chances, but not really seen that one, so I can't really comment whether it is or not. But, you know, we still can't keep on missing chances. As I say, we should have been out of sight in the first half. We should have been 3-0 up.
And Bright has three goals at that one early doors, and that one gets squeezed off the line.
Yeah.
Do you think Mark Cullen should have had a go himself rather than trying to tee up Jim McAllister second half?
Well, he's put him in a good position. He's on a 1v1 with the goalkeeper, whether he shoots or not. Jim should still score with the chance that we've had, you know, and we can't keep on making chances. And as I say, I think that's the best we've played, to be fair, in defence and attacking play. But we seem to be punishing ourselves by not taking the chances and certainly getting punished because referees can't see what a free kick is for the first goal.
You said after Saturday that it was your attacking play rather than your defensive play that cost you the game. Surely you've had the guys in practicing finishing since then, but still it won't go in.
We've been practicing since the first day that we came in. On the 28th of June, I think it was, when we come in. So we practice finishing all the time. It's just not dropping for us. So let's move on to the next game. Let's create the chances and let's put them in the back of the net for the next game. And that's all we can try and do.
What's this run doing to somebody who's got plenty of confidence, like you?
Well, it's killing me. We've lost 7 on a trot, 5 in the league. I don't think we've scored in November, and we've created over 33 chances. So I think that speaks volumes on a team that can't put the ball in the back of the net and being heavily punished when they make a mistake.
And it looks like the sucker punch, doesn't it, when they go up the other end to do that?
Well, it is, yes, but you need a little bit of help off the officials, and I don't think we've got that today.
Can you bring anybody else in to stop this rot?
Well, we need to bring a bricklayer in, that's for sure, and we need to bring a Ronaldo in to try and put the ball in the back of the net if we can. So, heavily punished, yes. Feeling sorry for ourselves, yes. Not very happy that we're losing games, yes. But not for the lack of trying, but that lack of trying, again, it's all about results now. It was all about results, trying to keep clean sheets and put the ball in the back of the net, and we haven't done both, and we've been heavily punished because of.
And the points column stays the same and level bottom.
Well, I haven't seen the table. Obviously, you see the table is quick as, and that's where we are. The table doesn't lie. And to get up the table, we certainly need to score more goals with the chances that we're creating, and we certainly need to stop them going in the back of the net.
Is it a good thing that you've got such a massive derby come up with a Fleetwood side that's had back-to-back wins?
Well, listen. Every game's massive, and the Fleetwood game is obviously massive. And we have to deal with the pressure. I thought we dealt with the pressure quite well today, considering that we had lost a number of games on the bounce. We set out a game plan, which I think worked, and we created the chances. We just didn't put the ball in the back of the net. And, you know, in the second half, as I say, the first goal should have been 2 fouls, never mean 1 foul, never mean no fouls, and we've been heavily punished again.
Was it a difficult decision, Kwame Thomas over Jack Redshaw?
No, we've gone physicality more so than guile, and I thought that worked. We've created chances. The two have been physical up top, which has been good, and we're creating lots of chances, but not sticking them in the back of the net.
They've got to be desperately disappointed inside that dressing room.
Yeah, they are. They've been, for the last 6 or 7 games, they've been vitally disappointed because really we've only deserved to lose one game, in my opinion, and that's the Doncaster game. I think we've been in every game. Didn't perform very well against as an individuals at Barnet, and the games have been very, very close, and they've hinged on scoring goals, not scoring goals, and that's where Achilles heel at the moment.